Oh, yes, 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 yes. 11 minutes now, getting to 12 minutes going past the hour of 9 a.m. Good morning to you all. It's a pleasure. I can feel my insides just bursting with joy this morning. Finally, January is coming to an end. Hey, I'm gonna be called Rio Jesu. Anywho, welcome to Hello Port Harcourt. My name is Jude, the dude on Mamigbe. And this morning, inside Rivers on the Office Beat, we'll be talking about something that everybody deals with every day, transportation. Now, if you're a Rivers resident, particularly Port Harcourt resident, right? There was a very interesting thing that happened last year after, you know, the announcement of the removal of fuel subsidy. Prices shot up through the sky. You know, it was going to the moon and back even. All right. And then we had that conversation where we asked back then, okay, the governor, Sinalaya Fubara, announcing that, hey, look, we're going to make buses so that, you know, it can ameliorate the sufferings and, you know, the challenges of, you know, Rivers workers. And, yay, governor, govo, amazing. Well, you see, recently, our correspondent who visited the RTC facility, you know, about 12 p.m., so what, 2 days ago, saw about 10 buses parked. 10. Now, recall that Governor Sinalaya Fubara, during the statewide broadcast to mark his 100-day in office, said he was going to sustain the scheme. Interestingly, yesterday, which was Eyewitness Report, somebody mentioned, oh, he's not seeing them again, no. The previous week, you know, we didn't quite hear much. And weirdly enough, as soon as I left the studio yesterday, I saw one of the buses along Choba Road. Yesterday afternoon, I saw one of the buses. I was like, oh, great. So definitely we have to talk about this. But now that it's been on for over 6 months, let's come back, Rivers people, right? Let's have a talk one more time. Let's reevaluate. Let's see, you know, what we should do next. Because my question is, should the bus scheme, knowing what you know now, the complaints that we received, should it now be subsidized or should it still remain free? Knowing what we know now, the complaints of how some of the buses don't get through some routes, the frequency of the buses. Some people complain that the bus route will only come through maybe 8 a.m. in the morning and then you won't see the bus again till like maybe about 1 or 2 in the afternoon or then maybe 5 or 6 in the evening. People want to see the buses very frequently, you know, on the roads, right? So whether it's 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, people just want to see the buses on the roads. So it should improve transportation. Hmm? Remember that? But don't take my word for it.
Government has relaxed. Fuel is expensive though, but it's no more the way it used to be. Like people trekking from end to end. Now people can be able to pay fares.
If to say there are many, at least people when they go work for money, they will feel like, okay, this bus already say around 6:30. It helps to cushion some of my transportation costs. But now there's Google Meets, Zoom meeting, even interviews. If you don't have for phone.
Throughout this whole year, I've not seen that bus. I've never heard of people saying, I've used this bus. It carried me from Chioba to Rumokoro. Transport fare is very high. And we just pay like that. It's normal everywhere.
People have gotten used to the system, so I don't think they feel the need to board that bus anymore.
Do you think so? Well, let's get to hear from you. This is just a small sample size from the survey that the reporter went through. Then let's get a larger sample size this morning. As always, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Didn't see it or hear it? Please do not make mention of it. And above all, please keep your comments civil.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
And now, Hello Port Harcourt with Jude on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
0817923 0003 0817923 0007 0817923 0007. All right, WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809030 6416, and then the smart number for smart people, 0700 0923 0923 070 0723-0923. Comprende? Let me repeat. 070-0923-0923. Let's get to you and talk to Port Harcourt people. Hello, Port Harcourt person.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? How
Welcome.
Are you doing? Good morning.
I was the person that took those buses, yes, cars. I'm Michael from Brooklyn.
Go on. Good morning, Michael.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes. And I was surprised to hear this. I just want to told you to. I saw one yesterday. Said,
they saw you. They heard you. And they started coming on the road.
Jude, if you see the... Jude. Hello, Jude.
Yes.
If you see the dark of smoke that was coming out of this vehicle yesterday.
Oh.
The one that is flying... to is it my one or some or education?
Okay.
That, this bigger one, the
big, yeah.
biggest one. That CIO, that Mercedes, it's a CIO type. If you see the kind of smoke, the pillar of smoke coming out, very dark, and you can imagine the pollution that was coming out, and that's only what buying this Brooklyn as it. If the government would listen to people, they would do what is right. Up till now, no. Palliative boat has been provided for people who live at the different place. Till now, for how many months now? No speedboat, no canoe has been provided by our governor. The buses, people were saying that these buses were old buses. The buses were refurbished buses. If you're able to board any of them, you will see that these buses were old buses. At that time, they were just packing and brought to the street. Now they are having problems. It is sad. It's very bad.
Oh, all right. So, but let me get back to the question. Do you want them subsidized or should they still be free? That's the question we're asking.
Dude, we have all the resources to make those buses to work. They should be free, but we're taking care of.
Okay.
If you go to some advanced countries, UK, US, this kind of things are there. They are free. We're taking care of. We are capable of having such thing here too. We have all it takes.
But I have friends who are in the UK and they pay for their bus tickets. They buy cards. It's not exactly free. My 2.3, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Chief Comrade. Braid.
Welcome, Braid. It's a pleasure to have you join us.
Thank you very much. My take is that the vehicle should be subsidized. It shouldn't be absolutely free. They can do it maybe from my one to Bulukri is about 200 naira. If the vehicle can take 100 naira, I think it's okay by me. But the government has to maintain the vehicle. Definitely, because if those vehicles are not being maintained, then we can't get it after this time. Thank you and God bless.
All right, thank you very much. All right, WhatsApp, some very funny. Otisalat, is that, well, that's what it's here, says, in a relationship, there is a caveat at this moment. Valentine is approaching and we are avoiding unnecessary billings. Thank you. Look, I just said, funny enough, I have not even thought about Valentine until just now. What is that? I didn't even think about it. This one says, good morning. Why are you trying to mend people's relationship? If they want to break, they should break up. No grief for anybody. The show is not about breakup. The show is not about breakup. We are only, first and foremost, right? If you didn't catch it, the song we started with is a throwback and all of that. But, there's nothing wrong with mending fences now, is there? There isn't. Now, Christian says, good morning, Jim. I think government should take fares, but at a subsidized rate. Making it free is not sustainable. I've seen some of the buses parked along Slaughter in Transambani. They were parked. What do you mean parked? Were people waiting to get on them? Chris, if you can provide a bit more insight, that would be very helpful. 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. We also have 817-923-0003. 92.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Drop call scenario. Please apologize for that. Once again, when you call in, turn down the volume of your radio set. Please turn down the volume. Maybe step away from the radio set. You know, that should give us a much better chance of having a great conversation with you. All right. Once again, we're talking about the palliative buses in Port Harcourt in particular. Because if I was to say River State, a lot of people were critical earlier on that the buses were not getting to Ahoda, for example. That the people in Ahoda also need buses. The people, you know, in Jonkrama need buses. The people from Abua Odua, you know, it'd be good for them to have a palliative bus that will bring them to and from Abua Odua every day. That was also a problem. 92.3. Hello, Potako. Good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We had this conversation sometimes.
Last year.
I categorically tell you, free of charge cannot sustain the office. We need to pay a token. This token pay goes a long way to motivate the staff that will handle that project and also to make it a self-sustaining project. But you say free, it doesn't work anywhere. So if you look at it, not able to work here. The program has been packed away.
It's not been packed. There were buses on the roads yesterday. In fact, as soon as the eyewitness report was made mention, you know, we started seeing buses. And then...
How many?
I agree. That's what they were talking about.
So that doesn't work. See, the truth is this. In every organization, there are departments that cast a project and also forecast the organizational existence and sustainability. And by the case of most of us calling here to share ideas, I mean, free, what companies do for meals, we share them free of charge here. Why? So that the people can live a major way. But if we have been collecting 50 naira, we would have sustained this project and also buy more buses.
Okay, but let me ask you, you know, some residents have said, and we just heard someone a few minutes ago say, look, that the government has the wherewithal to actually make these buses free for the people.
No, it's not true.
It's that's not true. You don't believe that's true.
It doesn't work anywhere.
Okay.
Even when they told you free education, don't you buy books, don't you buy handouts, don't you buy certain materials to sustain the school.
All right, thank you very much. Now, we have a commercial coming up very shortly. Do you agree with the last caller? Now, the question still remains. Knowing what we know, free or subsidized?
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Welcome.
This is Engineer Lumba.
Welcome, Lumba.
I want to say something about this palliative and palliative bus.
Yes, please.
If you look at palliative, in all entire, and what they call social investment in Nigeria, over the years, this thing are going on. I've been right to monitor it and see how it goes. And if you tell me to say, I will tell you that this thing is a imputation of the same one Nigeria we need to know. Those things are not meant to help the people. They're meant to those people that are in charge to get more money for themselves and also to bring something to deceive us as
really?
They normally do. If you look at this bus now, many times people are eating it free. But to the change their misery, answer is no. Because in Nigeria, they refuse to build a structure that will carry people. Rather, they will keep giving them a peanut that will not change it. And the thing is not even comprehensive in the sense that even if there are those who are benefiting from it, they are very, very little to compare the people that are supposed to need it. And the, our government has failed, whether federal or state, they have failed to build something that will carry the country along. They keep deceiving the people every time, every day, bringing all these things into the country. The next thing we see in all the big men in government house now, they convert their buses to their own. That's how they done. It happened during the time of Big Brother when they bring school buses and those buses. Before you know it, they disappear. And then it comes to the other time. The only one that has little sustenance, that was Amechion, that sustains more, it still goes the same way. And so they refuse to build the institution. What they want to do is keep deceiving and deceiving. And let them go ahead and deceive. But whatever man, so you will be, God bless you, Jude.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, 90.3. Good morning, please. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what I have done for that is that they're supposed to make it around simple, just 100 naira per block.
Okay, so that's subsidized.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one thing I acknowledge on. So if they can do that, this will go well. And then that money, they will bring it to maintain the buses also. That's one thing I acknowledge on. So that is my contribution.
Okay, all right. He wants it to be subsidized. 90.3. Good morning. Good morning.
My name is Mr. Christian.
Welcome, Christian.
Dude, let me tell you something. As
yes,
a Nigerian that I am, I don't like hearing that word. When you say palliative, most of the time, people decide to be affected. Why the vulnerable and fear? Somebody should remember them. That is number one. Number two is this. My mother told me that anywhere that I have crisis, there is a lot of weakness. When father and mother in love ahead, or they are quarreling, or they want to divorce father, children education, children feeding, what happens in the shampoo, no person will be talking about those things. Then. Please, let me go back to where I'm going to. Yes.
Hold on, Chris. We're not talking about the fight between governor and minister. No. We're talking about palliative buses. Do you want them free or subsidized? Sorry?
At least subsidized.
Okay. Okay, all right, at least subsidize. Let it be 100 naira. 93, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning. Yes. We should know the reason why that bus was even come on board. It wasn't for normal people. They were saying it was for the poorest of the poor. Okay? So because we have this poorest of the poor, and I know that poorest before,
you know them.
If they want to go to a particular place, they will wait until the bus comes. Not people like me and I that if you see the bus, you enter, if you don't see it, you can go. I mean, part of the bus, people that they don't have the money and they cannot expect they enter that bus. So, you should remain free. It's for them, it's not for people that can afford it.
Do
you understand?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Of the poor. So we put that in our head. We now understand why that bus was established in the first place. It's not for anybody. It's for the poorest of the poor. Those people that can drive from here to Rigo. Those are the people that maybe see the bus and join the bus. Not for normal people. So they shouldn't go out without subsidizing. And they should be free.
Well, if you remember, all right, thank you very much. It's not a bad idea, all right? But back in July of last year, you know, the reason that was given was, you know, hey, 17 of these luxurious buses, you know, were for, in quote, free transport scheme aimed at reducing the financial burden. The financial burden on Rivers State residents occasioned by the petrol subsidy removal. Okay? It honestly didn't say the poorest of the poor, but yeah. I think in all fairness, you know, you could assume that, yeah, those are the kind of people that should be targeted. But look, everybody, whether they're the poorest or the poor or not, would like to have a bit of a break, a breather, when it comes to expenses. 93, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning, dude.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Reggie from Afada West.
Welcome.
My brother, who are the poorest of the poor in the country here in Nigeria? You see, that bus is mainly for free buses for people to use it. Everybody in Nigeria here are poor, apart from the higher cadre, like presidency, chairman of local government, councillors, and House of Assembly members and all the rest, all higher politicians and businessmen.
Mm.
If not so, everybody in Nigeria are poor. You cannot determine exactly who is the poorest of the poor in this country. Because you go to the rural area, you can see that there is a escalation of poverty in the whole country, in the whole rural area. So you cannot fully identify exactly
who is the poorest
the person poor. In the community. So that bus is free bus, and that bus, they should do it to separate the whole local government, because it cannot be only Port Harcourt. Now, Port Harcourt is not the only place in River State that everything will be dwelt. They should extend the handshake to Akoda. Akoda West, Akoda East, every man done. So in those areas, I think no human being, and everything be Port Harcourt, Port Harcourt. It's too bad. They should buy more bus and give to those areas. People who are going to work, they are paying them 20,000, 15,000, especially local government workers. They can be able to manage it to go to work. Thank you. I remain Israeliko.
Thank you very much. I remember last year when the debate was on, and people were reacting to the government's decision. That was also made mention of. People saying, "Look, what about people in Abua? How that is? How that West? What about people in Eche? What of Oyigbo? What about all these places? Are the buses, would they get to Tai? Would they get to Bamtai? Would they get to Ogumolo, for example? These places have residents who are rivers in origin. So why shouldn't they be beneficiaries to, in quote, the scheme? Now, then the argument followed that, it's a startup, and then for where the bulk of the labor force is, that's when they are concentrating, that eventually to get round, or rather it should get round. 92.3. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
My brother, what I want to contribute to this is that the government, I believe, has started the thing they cannot finish.
I see.
It's not easy to, this boss they're talking about now, to go around the whole local government and also be maintained. Because this thing, they just started it, and it's like they can do it. We have seen many governments come up with this thing that they cannot just maintain it. Can they be able to stand it? It's free. Maintenance and other things. I have to go all around. Don't have to be in Port Harcourt alone, because a lot of people are living in the villages. Understanding. Also, we are talking about poor of the forest. That is a deceit. Nobody can tell who is poor of the forest. People are suffering over. So you can't just tell us that, except those that are in authorities, those that are seeing the money and using it anyhow, are those that are not the forest. But they know that person has done my cooking. So you can't determine who is the poor or poor. So if they want to help or do something, let them do this country to be good for everyone. Jobs that make available so that people can be able to do business. That's my own.
All right, thank you very much. All right, on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you'll find us. Ogu Ojone Justice on Facebook says, the federal government released money for the palliative. Why shouldn't it be free then? Buses palliative, CNG buses are nowhere to be found up till now. They are all scam. I never one day entered the palliative bus. Even the transport cut of 50% during the Christmas was a scam here in Port Harcourt. Speaking of which, that's true. We should take a review, find out how many people. Maybe that'll be next week. Yeah, that'll be next week. Let's do that next week. We'll find out how many people actually use the 50%. Hopefully we get the data. I think the federal government is meant to release data from the MBS or from the Ministry of Transport as regarding that announcement made by the federal government last year, talking about a 50% help slash in fares for people who needed to go to the rural areas from the urban areas. It was a great idea, But the structure and how it was going to be operated, you know, was kind of vague to a lot of people. And it did cause some interesting dramatic scenes at bus parks and terminals across the country. 017-923-0002, 017-923-0007. The biggest conversations in Port Harcourt are going on right now, and this is where they are, talking about Hello Port Harcourt. All right, so we're talking about the transport palliative, and I'm asking, knowing what we know now, seeing the shortcomings, seeing the restrictions and the benefits, let's not forget to emphasize the benefits, all right, should these buses now be subsidized? Should they be subsidized, or do they remain free? Do they remain free? That's the big question this morning. There are pros and cons, and I'm very sure people have arguments to support their own views, and we want to hear those arguments. 017-923-0002, 017-923-0007. Smart number 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. Now let's read some messages on WhatsApp, shall we? And the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Now, Chris responded to my question. You know, he said the buses were parked along Slaughter in Transamadi, and he said the buses were parked without being used. They seemed damaged. All right, thank you very much, Chris. Good morning. I think the buses should be subsidized to 100 naira per drop. All right, 100 naira per drop. Smart from Agri Estate in Port Harcourt says, it's after this issue was raised on the Eyewitness Show yesterday, the buses came out from their hiding places. Then I sense sabotage from the side of the drivers. They may be selling diesel and refuse to work. I think there should be monitoring team to monitor these drivers. Well, Smart, let's not be too hasty to that assumption. You know, come on. But yes, it is a fair request or a fair suggestion that these drivers should be monitored, because it's not beyond the realm of possibility for what Smart said to happen. You know, they maybe go to a particular place where they're meant to get the diesel. They put the diesel in there, maybe they drive off somewhere, remove 10 liters and sell it to somebody. It's not within the realms of possibility, because I've seen this happen with trucks. I've seen it happen. 92.3, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning. You hear me?
This is Jude. Good morning.
Jude, I'm sorry, Jude.
Good morning.
I'm Anneli, speaking from location.
Good morning, Anneli. Welcome.
Yeah. My take is on this issue of subsidizing the transport. I suppose subsidizing the transport.
Okay.
It can be totally free, really, totally free, for us to make it so that we don't maintenance. Because anything that is not costing anything is done by you. So, with the at least 10-50% of the transport fare, we are not relieved for the people.
Okay.
But the record will be sustained, it maintains, and poor, you know, falling on the back.
All right,
thank you very much.
So 10-15% should be paid. All right, Michael sends a message. Let's get to read Michael's message on WhatsApp. We have just about, 8 minutes? All right, we have time to take at least two or three more calls, so please keep the calls coming through. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0002. All right, Michael says the scheme can be 100% free with the terms and conditions that the passengers should be well behaved while on board. The challenge the scheme is facing is poor supervision, because in this part of the world, most Nigerians have come to the conclusion that government isn't a good manager. Every social amenity can be free in any society, provided the handlers, the government in this case, can properly manage the process. Secondly, the scheme was designed to fail from the outset. Has anyone seen
seen these buses run on Saturdays and Sundays or on public holidays, yet they say it's for the people in the form of a palliative program. Are the people not moving on public holidays, Saturdays and Sundays? Good question. 9.3. Oh, dear. Hello. Oh, okay, sorry. That's another drop call. So that's a very good question. People move out on Saturday and Sunday. In fact, on Sundays, I think that's when they're probably even very much needed, because on Sundays, a lot of people are resting. The taxi drivers, to their human beings, they need to rest. If you ever try to go for morning mass or morning first or second service around 6 or 7, you see how difficult it is to get a bus or a taxi to where you're going to. And then it becomes even more difficult from about 11 or 1, between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Sunday mornings, because the place is empty. 92.3, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well, thank you for joining us. Good morning, please.
Yes, I want to go directly on the issue of free buses. Mother Jude.
Yes, please.
The cities will provide electricity by themselves. They provide water by themselves. But they pay their husband by themselves. Their business sent workshops. Is it that to give this as free bus, is it difficult that made some of the colors to be saying that it should be subsidized? Should we, many of them have not gone to advanced countries where all these things are made available by government?
But are they free?
I cannot give this free to people.
But are they free?
And people are talking of subsidy on state buses. To me, it is not a good development. They have brought those buses, but they can take care of it. By the level of allocation that is given to the state, billions of naira every month. We should set up that one to be something we say, okay, let us manage it and see it as they always say the dividends.
The dividends of the democracy.
Which myself have not seen. But let us use
our
free bus as a
dividend
of democracy.
Okay. Thank you very much. So you want the buses to remain free. Fair enough. Fair enough. Who's to say it can be free? Jude, in Borno State and other states, new buses were purchased for palliatives. Okay, that was true. That was true. Last year, a lot of the new governors and the governments that came on, you know, were buying buses and taxis. You know, that's true. That's true. But here in River State, it was a refurbished once. Now, it should be completely free of charge because the federal government paid for it, but politicians used the money to help themselves and the buses cannot be maintained. Imagine one individual collecting $2 billion from $5 billion palliative money. Oh, good justice. Oh, good. Oh, justice, what are you talking about? Who took $2 billion? Are you casting aspersions here? Is there something that you know that we do not know? Confidence says, October last year on your station, I said these buses will disappear, and it has happened without a good reason. Now, if they are interested in helping the public, at least at 100 naira per person within PH, while some buses can be shared to other LGAs. Confidence from Ozuzu HA. You know, we had a caller from Ahoda West, or the Ahoda East this morning, who said, look, people in Ahoda are Rivers residents. People in Eche are also Rivers residents. People in Abua Odua. Now, in fact, the reason why I'm very particular about this Abua Odua, because I don't know about you, but I get to see the buses, right? You know, those local government mass transport scheme buses. I've been seeing them for at least the past if not a decade now, right? Coming every morning, every afternoon, every evening, from about 3 or 4, you get to see these buses. They are leaving Port Harcourt, and they are always full. So it means that if they are going to Abua, it means that there are people who live in Abua who come into Port Harcourt every day for work or business. 91.3, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello. Oh dear, couldn't hear him. It's very poor connection. Must apologize for that, please. All right, Odinaka says, the buses should be subsidized to enable the government maintain them, and its services should be extended to the rural communities so that they can feel the impact of the government. Nkechi says, knowing the priorities is not a continuous process, though not sure. So for the continuity and the maintenance purposes, they should be subsidized. Amifo in Port Harcourt says, on the palliative buses, I suggest that the buses be sustained, broadened operations, and subsidized. The users should pay a certain amount of fare. The government cannot openly say the cost of running, hence you see these epileptic appearances on the road. All right, so two very interesting points. I think the last call I made mentioned that, look, there are huge sums, all right, doled out, given to the state as a federal allocation on a monthly basis. Now, in addition to that, the state government also has its internal generated revenue program, which generates funds from taxations and whatnot, you know, into the coffers of the Rivers State government. Granted. Now, if that be the case, shouldn't at least transportation, free bus, be given to the residents? Is that too difficult to fathom? But then you have to give credence to the notion that, see, those things cannot be sustained. A lot of people think, you know, the free bus scheme is basically buy diesel. But once the government can buy diesel, it's fine. No, the drivers, they need to be compensated. They should be remunerated, because somebody who's going to drive for 4 or 5 hours in the morning should have breakfast. Who's going to pay for that? He's probably going to have a headache from the people in the bus shouting, hey, ole, 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 or, oh, I'm selling. Oh, I remember seeing that video. Someone was selling drugs on the buses. The driver is going to have a headache. He's going to want to go treat himself. Who's going to pay for that? So, yeah, these are some of the challenges, you know, being raised. And you can understand why some would say, please, subsidize it. Don't make it free. Don't make it free. All right, let's go on. 0170-923-0003. Once again, Facebook and on X, we are available on with the handle rather at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Somebody's putting the abbreviation, my initials, GSO. Paul Livinus on Facebook says, good morning. For me, I see it as a scam. The federal government just scammed us like in December. I paid 40,000 naira from Lagos to Port Harcourt. That used to be the cost of flying. 40,000 naira. All right. Onyekachi Otei says, in Nigeria, palliatives do not get to the ordinary citizens. I wonder if anybody here in River State entered the free buses. If at all the buses exist, they should remain free. Well, they did enter the bus. They did go on the bus, Onyekachi. They actually did. You know, we saw them. I saw them. Not on one or two or three occasions. I saw them on several occasions. And he goes on to say, proper publicity should be done to create awareness that they are free buses. So many persons do not even know that there are palliative buses. Well, you may have a point. Maybe constant reminders, maybe even a directorate to their routes should be made. Who knows? But anyway, thank you very much for joining us.